USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sentencing memo from the special counsel's office says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort chose to repeatedly violate the law. Prosecutors say he lied to them after agreeing to a plea deal in Washington. The sentencing memo also refers to accusations of witness tampering made against Manafort while he was out on bail, and that caused his bail to be revoked. He was convicted on 8 counts after a trial in Virginia and agreed to a plea deal for 2 counts in Washington. The memo sent to the judge suggests that his alleged lies to investigators after the plea agreement should be taken into consideration. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, faces charges of soliciting a prostitute after he was videotaped by hidden police cameras twice in a Florida massage parlor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, reportedly offered information about possible irregularities within the Trump family business. Reporter Maggie Haberman has more.
Michael Cohen met recently with prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, which is where he pleaded guilty, to talk about the Trump Organization and information related to insurance claims. We don't have more details than that. We don't know where these insurance claims were processed or what they were for specifically, but that is what he talked about.
Haberman also said Cohen spoke about the large donor to the inaugural committee when he met last month with federal prosecutors in Manhattan. A lot of states had snowfall this past week, and more than a dozen are now worried about flooding from record rainfall. It washed out roads, flooded businesses and homes, and closed schools across the South. Flood warnings and advisories are posted in 14 states. A rock slide damaged buildings in the eastern Kentucky town of Pikeville. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A surprising plea of guilty from the parents in California who tortured their 13 children, starving them, and not letting them out of the house for years. David and Louise Turpin were arrested last year after their teenage daughter escaped. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron.
Each of the Turpins have pled guilty now to multiple counts of elder abuse, torture, child abuse, false imprisonment, and those pleas will result in 2 life sentences.
An attorney for the children says the older ones are still learning to be independent, and they're very protective of the younger ones. He says they don't want to be seen as victims. They want people to see them as survivors. The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports a 25% increase in children left in unrestrained high chairs, strollers, and infant carriers. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Nakia Gaines, an emergency medicine pediatrician at UT Southwestern Medical Center, recommends that high chairs should be used for meal times. Most reported accidents are falls that happen when children become bored and stand while attempting to get out of the chair. Their tumble to the floor can cause head, neck, and facial injuries ranging from cuts to concussions. Dr. Gaines says the child should always be restrained and, of course, supervised. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.